I'd like to just reintroduce Ryan Penny, who's with me. It's great to have him back in the studio. He's a clinical nutritionist and personal trainer with the Wellness Brothers. Good afternoon to you once again, Ryan.
Good afternoon. Thank you, Siobhan.
Now, we've had a couple of questions that have come through already, one in particular. Shall I read that out? I don't know if you've had
a chance to. Please, I'm just trying to read through it there.
Yeah, me
too.
I
think it's very appropriate in terms of the timing. So if you want to read it out.
Shall I? Okay, this comes from Sophie. Sophie asks, I had a baby 2.5 months ago and really want to lose some weight, especially around my stomach. However, I'm breastfeeding a lot and found myself so hungry, ravenous even for most of the day. The food I crave is pasta and chocolate, which is obviously not going to work. Also, my metabolism is high at the moment. I sweat a lot from breastfeeding, but was so slow before. How can I lose weight, satisfy hunger, and keep my metabolism high? Oh, that's a good one, Sophie.
It is, and it ties in so well with where we're at as a family at the moment. Kelsey, I just mentioned, is now 3 months old, and Bronwyn, my wife, I'm surprised it doesn't say Bronwyn at the end of that question. No, I'm teasing. In many respects, I can actually model my response on what Bronwyn is doing at the moment because. It very, very much ties in with us. Let me suggest, first of all, Sophie, congratulations. Let me say that. Siobhan and I were actually just talking about, Alice and Kelsey, and it's just a joy, these little ones. And it comes with its challenges, but there's nothing that is that outweighs the joy that those little ones bring. So the desire to want to get back into shape, I think, is a good thing. I think it's to the benefit of you and the little one. I'm thrilled to hear that you're still breastfeeding, and I would encourage you to continue doing that. In terms of the metabolism, yes, the metabolism is higher in terms of the breastfeeding, but probably the best thing that I could recommend to begin with is that you focus on the type of food that you're eating. So let's go through it like that. I sort of addressed the mindset aspect. You're doing a good thing, you're wanting a good thing, good. In terms of the mindset aspect, or rather in terms of the nutrition aspect, try and focus as best you can on the basics in terms of whole food. So if you're eating sort of lean protein, whether that's meat, chicken, fish, whatever that might be, go for sort of lean protein with primarily plenty of fruits and vegetables. Now, that you have heard probably a million times, and the reason is because it's basically the best thing you can
right.
do. So I would stick with those things. Keep the diet very simple. I would stick with the same kind of thing you've heard as well. Have a good breakfast. Have a good lunch and dinner, primarily of the things I just described. Have a good snack every 2 to 3 hours, and drink plenty of water. Let's hold that for the moment. There's probably nothing there that I've told you that is new to you, right? In terms of the exercise, this is the area that I would say after your first 6 weeks after delivery, you can then start increasing physical activity. I would suggest if you have the opportunity to do that, swimming or some time on the bike or even on the rowing machine, these kinds of things that really, really get the whole body moving would be good. I would suggest have a very, very basic plan in place. And what I mean by that is start slowly, 10, 15, 20 minutes on a daily basis, 5-6 days a week, and systematically add that into your routine. Maybe I should back up 1 second and say, where you're at right now, there are going to be things happening hormonally that are not going to permit you to just drop targeted fat, for example, the fat in the abdominal area, just overnight. I would suggest to you that it's probably going to take as long as another 6 months for you to really start reaching the shape that you potentially are looking for at this point. The idea is to systematically walk your way there. So get the physical activity up, progressively increase that. Now, that might increase your appetite as well, which is what you're sort of describing is a problem. So this is where I would put in a supplementation recommendation. And what I would say to you is that there is a product, and this is a disclaimer right off the bat. Sean developed a product last year. It took about 9 months for him to develop. The people who know this product called D95, it is a raw vegan organic vegetable protein that has 95 calories per serving. And the beauty is it has a very, very good appetite suppressant effect. So what you're getting is you're getting a high level of micronutrients, vitamins, minerals in the natural food form, which is essential, in a high volume, which has an appetite suppressant effect, with a very, very specific fiber that expands to add to that satiating effect, which then basically enables you to control appetite while you're actually improving your health and well-being. And the benefit of that is that it actually takes a lot of the pressure off, frankly. It takes a lot of the pressure off in terms of having to fight against yourself, having to fight this hunger and that, which ultimately is going to have you giving into the pasta and the chocolates and that type of thing anyway, and you're going to be frustrated. None of that's ideal. Now, where I was going with the disclaimer is this. Anybody who has their own product will say it's the best, right? Let me suggest to you that we do not say that this is a good product because it's ours. We say it's a good product because we didn't know of any other product in the market, or there wasn't anything available that could actually do what I just described. So Sean spent a lot of time formulating something that is. That's why, in many respects, I'm happy to make the recommendation. Mm. It will really and truly help you at this point.
But should you, I don't know, I'll just sort of play devil's advocate. I mean, I think there's a lot of pressure, isn't there, on women who've just given birth, and there's a whole story, I don't know if you'd read it recently, about Aishwarya Rai, the Bollywood and actually Hollywood star, absolutely, I think one of the most beautiful women in the world. And she's put quite a lot of weight on after having a baby. And there was lots of reports saying, oh, you know, it's why hasn't she lost the baby weight, blah, blah, blah. And I just think the pressure on women to do so, particularly because of these various different stories in the news, is just... I mean, I think it's absolutely appalling. I really, really disagree. So I'm just wondering, after 2.5 months, should you really be thinking about dieting and losing weight?
I am so thankful that you actually raised that. And let me put that into context. If you listen to the advice I've given, have I given any dietary advice?
No, absolutely not. No.
For that very reason is because I didn't tell you about how much food to eat. I try to tone down in terms of suggesting what you should go ahead and eat. Here's my point, because Siobhan, again, your observation is 100% correct. I do not think that an individual should be trying to crash diet at this particular point. It's going to cause other problems, right? What I do think is that while you are still breastfeeding, as I said, it'll be a benefit to you, it'll be a benefit to the little one, to go ahead and live as basically, simply, as healthily as possible in a way that basically will regulate the appetite, that keeps you away from the things that are going to compound your problem now. So in many respects,
sort of, you mean like running for the chocolate because you've got a sugar crash and you haven't eaten correctly.
You haven't slept. You're doing all these kinds of things. Well, guess what you're going to do? That's where you're going to go. And guess what it's going to do?
I'm nodding because that's exactly what I said.
And here's what I'm saying. In many respects, as I say, I'm so glad you brought it up. My assumption when a person asks that question, and wrongly so, is that this person is eager just to improve their health, weight, and well-being, and they would like to get into the kind of shape they were before they fell pregnant. And there is a lot of value in doing that because I forget the figures exactly, but I think it's as high as 50%, maybe higher, of people who have fallen, who have delivered, maintain a higher weight than pre-pregnancy for life, for a long period of time. And that compounds problems going forward, or that brings on problems going forward. So here's my point. I think it is important that when a person is in going through the pregnancy period, that they very much control the amount of weight that they gain, and that after they have actually delivered, that in that 9 month to 12 month period, that they do live well enough for the benefit of the child, for the benefit of themselves, to get into the kind of shape that will enable them to maintain that and enjoy that going forward. I cannot tell you how many people over the years have come back post-partum or post-delivery struggling with their weight. I'll pick up on that again in a moment.